Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, July 2nd, 2017, Independence Day weekend. You know, it's a July 4th falling on a Tuesday this year, and so it's weird that, you know, with the big holiday falling in the more towards the middle of the week, this is the big weekend, and so if you hear artillery rounds and things going off, we've had some silly fools around here lighting off some heavy duty fireworks in the last hour or two, and so if you hear any crazy you know, explosions, don't sweat it. It's just my idiot neighbors. Anyway, so you know, I always think about July 4th and all this when this time comes around, being a military person and all that stuff. And, you know, I've been, you know how YouTube throws things at you. And so I, of course, have been, you know, watching the whole founding of America, like on this kind of angle in the last few days, basically the Carroll brothers, the three Carroll brothers, one of them being a Jesuit, and the land being donated for DC by the Carrolls, and Georgetown being founded right there in 1789, same year as the Constitution and so forth. And, you know, the Organic Act and all these things that brought in 1781 maybe, and I was watching this, enacted basically to create the District of Columbia and so forth. And basically this was the Catholic angle that the Roman Catholic Church was really the secret player behind the scenes of the founding of the American Republic. And then, of course, some people get into the Solomon Bush Jewish financier angle, and, you know, the six-pointed star of the 13 stars above the eagle's head, and so it's a Jewish thing, and everybody's got their little twist on all this. And I like to read all the little angles, and I think that's where you can really connect dots better than people that are, like, only looking for things to feed their own confirmation bias. And this alternative media is just so full of these people. They, once they latch on to a certain idea, then they're going to stick to it like a pit bull, and there isn't anything you could say to them or feed them information-wise that's ever going to change them. And I'm not here to change anybody, but what I am here to do is look at this thing like an equation, like a mathematical equation. And I want to plug in all the variables possible, where other people, they want to automatically poo-poo a variable A plus B plus C equals D, whatever. You know, whatever kind of equation you want to look at this as. It's a quadratic equation in algebra, very complicated. But some people, they want to latch on to only things that feed their own bias, and then therefore they don't want to look at any other evidence that might upset their little apple cart that they've built for themselves, these little ideological prisons that they've actually constructed for themselves, and where they'll never admit, hey, I might have been wrong here. And I've been really going after my own confirmation biases, and look, I have a pretty established kind of pecking order of how this thing rolls, but I'm always kind of computing the data. And if you're not, I kind of feel for you, because it's new stimuli comes your way, and sometimes the stimuli is questionable. It's coming from a nefarious source that wants to throw you a wrench, you know, in your motor here, to where it's going to screw things up. But sometimes it's legit, and so, you know, you have to just use your discernment and say, I get it, and maybe I need to tweak my equation that I look at things as a bit here and there. And so I got Ken back with me this week. So, audience, say hi to Ken. Ken, you want to say hi to the audience? He's with us.
Good evening.
Yeah. And there were some things behind the scenes there with the network where they really needed Ken. So I'm glad to have him, because I really don't know what I would really want to do with a guy like him running the board behind the scenes down there in Texas, and to get some kind of fresh person, and then I've got to bombard him with clips and music and everything else, and the person's probably going to be like, I'm done with this. So thanks for having Ken back for this week, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. You know, I got to say this. I've really been questioning, you know, I see what a glut there is in talk radio over all these networks, to the point where it's just like, sometimes I question, should I even be doing this anymore? And, you know, because there's so many people that are good and doing so good of work out here. It's like me... You know, I've just been questioning lately how much longer I want to do this. And I enjoy it, and I enjoy interacting with the audience, and a lot of people like the show. And I'm just saying that, you know, I really question how much longer I want to do it. And so I got Ken back this week, and I'm happy. And so I know everybody else is glad. So, Ken, thanks for being there. Now, I got to... There were some funny things happen. Of course, I got to get Frank, one of our regular callers to RBN. I heard him the other day. He called in to Alex Jones when Alex Jones was interviewing this kind of shadowy CIA operator named Robert David Steele. And Robert David Steele's an interesting guy. I've seen him on a lot of platforms. He's been on False Flag Weekly News with Dr. Barrett and Professor Hall. He's clicked up with Cynthia McKinney, who's a PhD now, former congresswoman, you know, black female who's really had the stones to call out basically kosher Nostra forces, pedophiliac forces in the government and so forth. They ran her out of Congress, basically. You know, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, even though he was kind of cucked out to the Israelis, and he was kind of an Israeli firster. I really like Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who was a one-term Florida congressman, because he basically called out the entire congressional black caucus, and him being a black guy, but a lieutenant colonel in the military, he's like a Pastor Manning guy, but not quite as crazy. But he's basically like, yeah, about 80% of the congressional black caucus are all communists and Marxists and socialists. And so I really appreciated when he did that. They had to run his behind out quick. But McKinney was on the other side of the house, and she, I used to, when I first started watching her, I would get kind of pissed, and I thought she was radical, commie, and so forth. But she kind of went from like a far left ideologue into an anti New World Order kind of ideologue, and she, you know, she was kind of Bernie Sanders-ish, but then she saw the bigger picture, and now, you know, she's clicked up with Robert David Steele. But I've got those clips queued up where Frank goes on Jones's show. And Frank, if you're listening, you can chime in later. I got you queued up, so we'll have to get to that. A lot of things happening with the financial health of our some of our states: Connecticut, New Jersey, Illinois, Maine, I think. But there's a bunch of other ones that are on the brink here, and so I've got Illinois right next door, and we've got this stuff going on here in Missouri, to where here in St. Louis and St. Louis County, where this, there's this big move, like say under the surface, to merge St. Louis City and County back together. Now, times past, St. Louis was such a corrupt cesspool of crap that St. Louis City and County actually broke apart. Then St. Louis City maintained its county seat in its own judicial district and everything else, and then St. Louis County broke away, and it moved its county seat to a city called Clayton, which is outside of St. Louis. And so we've got this weird thing where St. Louis City and County are broken up here where I live, because it was due to corruption and just skullduggery and everything else. Well, now that there's people on both sides of, you know, kind of the political aisle that want to merge St. Louis City and County together. And St. Louis City is full of libtard Marxists that have basically spent the city into oblivion. And the county's not much better. It's been run by Democrats for quite a while as well. And a Republican almost won last year. But their financial situation, they've got a lot more wealth and you know, hard assets. And so there's moves here to join St. Louis City and County, and you can just Google it. You'll see it, or start page it, whatever search engine you use. But a lot of people in the county are not happy because they do not want to bail out this. Well, here's the thing. A lot of wealth has already left the city. Some's moving back. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of big corporate you know, agencies there in the city and so forth and so on. But, you know, it's very crazy, the financial situation of many of our states, and then we're dealing with this thing locally here. So I'm going to get into some of that. There's this House Resolution 1987 put forth by this Jewish House member, Jamie Raskin. They got all these 25th Amendment bills to remove Trump, saying he's mentally ill. And now everybody's seen this big CNN SmackDown tweet that Trump threw out there today, where it was footage of back when he was doing WWE, like just, you know, a little appearance, kind of a, you know, just as a big superstar, kind of rich guy. He appears, him and his buddy, Vince McMahon. And I think Linda McMahon was named to be the Small Business Administration head, if I'm correct. But anyway, he appears, little cameo performance. And so he's smacking down this individual. He's in his suit and everything. And Trump, you know, this was quite a few years ago. He's probably in his 50s, so he is still in pretty decent shape. And he throws this guy around. You know, it's all theater, but some person put a CNN mask on the individual, and I'm sure 90% of you seen this, but basically they play the footage where Trump is putting the smackdown on CNN, and it's triggered the entire kind of corporate left media to where they're all just, oh my god, Trump's calling for violence against journalists, and it's just so over the top, impeach him, you know. And look, I get this kind of theatrical feel to it, but at the same time, it's like after all of the foreshadowing and the predictive programming and all the instances of all these people with the kill Trump stuff, you're the last ones that should be whining because Trump puts out a tweet where he's smacking down somebody and they put a CNN kind of mask on the individual. And so I think it's funny, but look, there's a lot of things going on. There's North Korea, there's Syria, and there's bills being passed. And so there's this whole thing where the Mika Brzezinski Joe Scarborough thing where he said Mika was bleeding after a plastic surgery and Psycho Joe. And Jones covered this pretty good where basically, you know, Joe Scarborough's got some dirty laundry. I think there was a dead body found in one of his office back when he was a congressman. And so, you know, there's all kinds of little dirt on Scarborough. And so there's a lot of people saying on YouTube and out here on websites and blogs that basically this entire thing was a big distraction, that Trump is playing people by throwing these tweets out here while the House is shoving through Kate's law about the illegal aliens and so forth, and then the travel restriction stuff, not getting the kind of overwhelming coverage that it would if Trump would have remained mum on Twitter. And so there's people out here basically hypothesizing that Trump was doing all this Twitter kind of stuff while there's other things going on under the surface. You've got to keep that and, you know, kind of decide what's going on here for yourself. Now, there was a big dust-up with a Chicago Cubs outfielder, this Hispanic guy. He's flipping the bird while the Cubs were up in the Oval Office, and he's standing right, you know, 5 feet from Trump, and his left hand, he's got the bird flipped, and his other hand's in his pocket. And so people were all, you know, these Hispanics have been really wound up to think that by wanting to control the borders of the United States, somehow that makes any American that wants to control our border racist. And so this has been a big weaponized psyop against people of, you know, Latino extraction, because there's a lot of Latinos that don't want the border open because they realize that if you keep this border open, then a large swath of North America is going to turn into Tijuana, and they don't want that. They want to still help people south of the border. They, a lot of them, send money down there, etc., etc. But they have this sinking thing in the back of their mind and in their gut that it's just like, look, if we leave this border open, then Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California first, but even other parts of the South now, Tennessee and Georgia and Florida, they're all going to turn basically third world in a kind of an incremental fashion. It's just that way. And it's not based on race necessarily, but it is based on economic know-how and economic, let's just say, education and so forth. I mean, we've already got enough problems here with other populations, especially our black population, with violence right now. And I mean, our cities already are crumbling just due to the implosion of the black population culturally, economically, spiritually, and everything else, to where basically half the murders being perpetrated throughout the country are being done by about 12 to 14% of the population. And then when you break it down even further, it's basically people from about 15 to around 30. These black males from about 15 to 30 are doing almost half the murders in the United States. Now, you can blame this on, like, Michael Eric Dyson or Cornel West or any of these black libtard so-called intellectuals, and blame this wherever you want. But that doesn't stop it from being the true data. I mean, there's things going on in my city right now that I don't want to really elaborate on, but there's people that, let's just say, I'm acquainted with. Their bars are being robbed at gunpoint, thievery going on at a massive scale, and this is in the city, of course, stalking, all kinds of weird things going on. And so this cultural collapse is to a point now where the police forces can't handle it. And so I heard the music, Mr. Producer, but you can fade it back up. But the police forces can't handle it in large parts of the country. And so we have to realize that we've got to prepare for the next phase of this. Now, look, in Philadelphia, oh, there's the music. Philadelphia today, we'll cover this when we come back. There was a big Antifa dust-up with some Trump supporters. And then in the Bay Area, there was something else that happened. So we'll see you guys on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if...
All right, we are back. July 2nd, 2017, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, whoolisblog.blogspot.com. Hooli's been posting the show for quite a while, and I want to thank him. He said a lot of people download the show from there. And then Sean over at TCTA Unleashed, WTFR Radio in Australia, also does the show down there on his site. And I was just a guest on his show Thursday night. I did the first hour with him. So you can find that at TCTAUnleashed.com. We just talked about kind of, you know, religious concepts and how they cause fights among people and all kinds of things. You know, everybody wants to trash each other for what they believe. And I try to not do it so much, but sometimes I'll get into it, but not that often. I think it's counterproductive what we're facing right now. There's a lot bigger fish to fry out here than, you know, your cosmology of the universe. Let's see here. So Philadelphia, there was a big dust-up today with the anti-fascist, communist, agitprop organization, Antifa. You know, there was always anti-racist action back when I was a kid, when I was getting kind of initiated into the world of punk rock and skinhead music and metal and all that stuff. And I ran into this ARA outfit. This is nothing but basically an anti-white communist organization. And Antifa is another one. But basically, there was this big mall scene where these somebody, I think it was Posobiec, this guy of questionable whatever, but he posted this these people all changing clothes in a mall out of their little uniforms and back into, you know, regular clothes with their little backpacks and all the rest of this crap. These people are, you know, these people are just disgusting, and they're under weaponized mind control, and I know this, but it's just like, my gosh, these people, if, you know, Bill Ayers and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the rest of the Weatherman types, if they crank these people up and they gave them a goofy little Soviet uniform, you better bet your rear end that they would gulag you and torture you and probably get off on it while they're smoking their kush from Colorado and taking their pills. And so you got to realize this. Although these people are under mind control, weaponized systems, you know, they're government level damn near, and most of the time, and NGO, you know, with bigger pecking order type people up above them funding it all, like, you know, Soros is just one of them, Rockefeller Ford Foundation types. But also, Antifa was bragging, supposedly, about cutting a big fiber optic cable in the Bay Area today. And so now we're reaching into terrorizing infrastructure, vandalizing infrastructure, destroying infrastructure that this Antifa shadowy outfit. And look, just as many people that are wearing Klan hoods are probably feds. Just as many Antifas, I guarantee you, are feds. They're all hired probably by the 8 years of this Marxist Obama to infiltrate everything with basically, you know, Stasi, Cheka, NKVD, KGB type forces. These people, a large portion of these people are undercovers as well, running the intelligentsia of these organizations. And so, you know, cutting a fiber optic cable, what do they got up their sleeves next? And so this Antifa group, unfortunately, they're going to be involved in some more things. So today's July 2nd. Everybody was using today as, oh my gosh, there's going to be all this that happens on the 2nd. Not that much has bubbled to the surface, but the 4th is still coming. The G20 is still coming, where Trump and Putin are supposed to meet. Keep your eyes open. Some sort of false flag, possibly to blame the Syrians on something. We've seen all this. I'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Searching every corner.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, here's an interesting one. I saw this on the Washington Times, and this is from the 27th. Remember the birdcage, the Lavoie Finicum, Oregon Malheur Wildlife Refuge, that whole thing? And I covered that ad nauseum. There's people in jail right now, supposedly, you know, Pete Santilli and the Ammon and Clive and Bundy and all them guys are still locked up from what they got exonerated in one case, and now they're dealing with another one. Well, here's this out of the Washington Times on the 27th. And at Portland, Oregon, an FBI agent has been indicted on accusations that he lied about firing at a rancher in 2016 when officers arrested leaders of an armed occupation of a federal wildlife refuge in rural Oregon. Sources familiar with the case say the agent will face allegations of making a false statement with intent to obstruct justice, the Oregonian, Oregon Live, reported Tuesday. The indictment stems from more than a year-long investigation by the U.S. Department, Justice Department Inspector General. The agent will be identified when summoned to appear Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Portland. Authorities moved in on Ammon Bundy and other leaders as they were driving in two vehicles from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge to a meeting on January 26, 2016. The Deschutes County Sheriff said that as Robert Lavoy Finicum left his truck, an FBI agent shot twice at Finicum. Though none of the hostage team members said they discharged their firearms, the county sheriff's office was tasked with investigating the Finicum shooting. The FBI agent's bullets didn't hit Finicum, 54, an Arizona rancher who was the spokesman for the takeover near Burns in Harney County. And they were on the way to meet the Harney County, or it was another county. I would have to go back into my notes. It's been a while. But anyway, so now they're saying that this guy, what they're doing is they're throwing this FBI agent basically under the bus for obstructing justice, and they're letting him off. They're like, yeah, he busted a couple caps at Finicum, but his two rounds didn't hit him. Now somebody else's did, but this guy just obstructed justice, and so he's going to face charges for obstruction and a false statement. Whereas whoever shot the guy, that's all, you know, and it's just, it's funny to, not funny, because, you know, I was just very suspect of this whole thing, and I still am, but at the same time, you this bubbles to the surface, I see it, I'm going to read it, and then it's just interesting the machinations here, okay, throwing the FBI agent under the bus, saying you obstructed and you lied, but your two shots that you shot at the guy, we'll just say they didn't hit. Well, whose did? You know, it's just funny to read stories like that. All right. So, let's see here. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. We might as well start on this. Now, this is kind of a compilation of the CNN undercover Project Veritas stuff that broke this week, you know, with James O'Keefe, with all the undercovers they got working. And he said they were going after CNN. This was months ago. He's like, we're going to get CNN. I mean, CNN is an insidious organization. All the fake crap they've been involved in just in the years, the fake gas attack and bombing where Charles Yako's, one guy's wearing a helmet, the other guy's wearing a gas mask, and it was they were filming here in the United States, making it look like they were getting bombed in Iraq, and then on and on through Ferguson with the fake Don Lemon garbage and all the fake stuff that they've been involved in. And so this one is like this guy named I think his name's Jimmy or Jamie Carr, and then there's another guy, Donafield. And then it's Van Jones. So it's all three of them. These three big burns that CNN got hit with in the last week, where people undercover, you know, were basically busted these guys, all these producers, and then Van Jones. So let's hit clip two.
We all recognize he is a clown, that he is hilariously unqualified for this, that he's really bad at this, and that he does not have America's best interests. We recognize he's just fucking crazy.
Would it be fair to question the intellect of the American voter?
Oh, no, they're stupid shit.
The more I see them constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Because his ratings.
Because ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you'd think the whole Russia shit is just, like, bullshit.
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job everybody covering the climate accords, but we're done with it, let's get back to Russia.
Other presidents tried to say nice things about the Russians and other, you know, warm things in their heart and they love, not in the face of an active attack on the country.
Hey man.
Things are completely nothing but.
Really?
The more I see them constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Joseph's ratings.
I would encourage everybody in this room and, frankly, everybody across the country to take a look at it.
Changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
All right, you can stop it there. So we all saw this. Van Jones, Big Nothing Burger, in this guy's car in Donafield, basically, just behind the scenes. American voters are stupid as shit. And look, you know, I was at a party yesterday, and I mean, a large swath of our people are stupid as you know what, as crap. We all know this on RBN, all of our listeners, and on other networks and alternative media. We know a large swath of our people, and I don't want to say stupid, let's just say mind-controlled, ignorant. Their intelligence is intact, a lot of people's, but at the same time, their information is lacking because too many people sit in front of the TV and basically lap it up. And then there's an intellectual laziness. Not that they're stupid, but they're lazy as far as wanting to find information out and in searching it, okay? And so there are positive signs here, though, that things are changing. Don't get me wrong. Don't sit here and be a naysayer when we see that there is a shift happening. Now, is the shift managed on a actuaried out psychological warfare level? We can argue about that because a large portion of it probably is. Like this Antifa thing, okay? They're cutting fiber optics, okay? Now, think about this. If something big happens and these little things... You know, these are the things that they implant, like mental viruses implanting in people. Now, I don't know if the Antifa did this a fiber optic, but if it's penetrated by as many feds as any of the pro-white organizations are, then guess what? The left, right off the flip, could be the patsies to take down and say, these people are a danger to the republic, we need a Rex 84... Operation Garden Plot, Cable Spicer, their behinds, and a good portion of people that might even listen to this network and a few others would be like, yeah, this left, Marxist left is toxic, they're a danger to the republic, and so forth and so on. And look, a large swath of them are in a certain way, but there's a lot of useful idiots out here, and there's a lot of penetration by counterintelligence into the left as much as the right. And so we always have to remain cognizant of that. Is look, they could be getting the first setup for the first wave. I mean, these damn outlet malls looking like internment camps, the way they got them all set up around the country. And I've covered this ad nauseum, but you know, I could really, and I don't like to use the term red pill because it's just been overblown, but I can really red pill somebody in about 10 seconds with a search engine in a computer, and I could say, you know, go to images and be like outlet mall internment camp similarities, and then hit that in your browser, and you're going to see some things that are going to freak out the normal idiot that's watching sports and, you know, eating and drinking and being merry. And so this is a hard one to figure out. But right now, think about this, though. Rex 84 and all that, this was when a Republican administration was in, the Reagan administration. You know, Reagan, everybody says how great he was, but it's just like, look, I don't, whether this guy was asleep at the wheel or he was checking out with the Alzheimer's and all that, and Daddy Bush CIA was busy basically blackmailing the entire federal government and all the judges and Congress people right under Reagan's nose. I mean, we've all read this stuff ad nauseum, but a lot of insidious things happened under the Reagan administration. Some good things happened. A lot of crazy insidious things happened under the Clinton administration. Look at all the war crimes with the Serbs and everything. Some halfway decent things happened domestically, and a lot of just crazy scandals. And oh my gosh, I mean, all the the crazy condoms on the Christmas trees with Hillary and all the Hellcats, and then that book Big Sisters Watching You with Tex Mars, and all the wackos like Donna Shalala and Jocelyn Elders, and all of us that are old enough to remember all the loons in the Clinton administration. That was a real terrible time for our country. And he was, when I was in the military, he took over as the president. And I'll tell you what, everybody was just like, oh, hell no, this draft dodger, commie over there in Russia, he gets kicked out of Oxford for quote unquote pulling a rape, and, you know, Rhodes Scholar, the whole nine yards. Clinton, you know, the whole thing with MENA, Arkansas, with Roger being the big coke dealer. I mean, the Clinton stuff goes so deep that it's just like, my gosh. And then, but him just being a subsidiary of Daddy Bush, Narco King, so many people in this country are just completely unaware of any of that because they're intellectually lazy. They care more about sports figures and who's chasing the ball better and the rest of it. I mean, I was at a party yesterday, and it's just like, look, I felt, I was talking to Ken earlier, him and I are texting back and forth before the show, and I'm like, I felt like an alien. I couldn't even really get into conversations because it felt like, as things progress more and more in the way this thing is going, and I try to interact with people, but I just feel like such the outsider. Like when you get enveloped into our world here, like on RBN and other networks, you just like when you're trying to talk to normal people, as soon as you even start in and you start, you know, I got into a political conversation with a bunch of guys in their 50s and probably 60s yesterday, and I had a bunch of them looking at me like I was crazy, like they wanted to kick my ass, just because I gave it to them straight up, like right off the bat, and I was like, look, man, you guys are into the Cardinals, and you know everybody's batting average, and you know golf in and out and the rest of it, but this is what I do. And so then they got puckered up real tight, and they got all pissy. And I realized this isn't even worth it to even talk to politics in a setting like this. And these guys, I mean, these guys are driving around $50,000 trucks, and they're all business owners and retired. And, I mean, you know, the amount of wealth in the room. And I'm sitting here, you know, my little humble self when it comes to earthly wealth and Federal Reserve notes in the bank and the rest of it. But it's just like, look, when you come to just, you know, knowing things a little bit deeper as far as how geopolitics works and how this insidious system works, I mean, I guess I got a little more than they do. But they looked at me like I was a jerk. And so I was like, you know, I need to detach and, you know, pull myself out of this situation, disengage from this situation, because it wasn't going anywhere. So the big thing here, let's see, let's move on. Weed in Vegas, okay, this weekend, big, you know, Vegas voted to legalize their weed last night at midnight. It kicked in. So here's what kills me. You look at hotel rooms. You know, I've been wanting to go to Vegas for a few days, just, you know, looking at it. And not that I'm going to go, but just looking at it. And then half the people are already pissing and moaning because the hotel rooms all smell like weed. Now think about it. Like normal people, I mean, the weed out here right now is so pungent. This stuff, it's like, it's all coming from Colorado and California and so forth and so on. None of these kids out here smoke dirt weed anymore. They're all smoking the green stuff that just, you got to keep it in a mason jar. It's going to stink up your whole apartment or whatever. It's just like, could you imagine them all these people smoking this crap all day long in the hotels, and then you got to check into a hotel room and you're a non-smoker, and then people are bitching about it. And I understand. It's like, who would want to go to a restaurant like Applebee's or whatever one of these big chains are, and then people are smoking weed in there? And then somebody that I know close to me is like, well, they're going to have to develop like pro-weed restaurants and then weed-free restaurants. And I was like, yeah, it's just another thing like cigarettes, non-smoking, and then they're going to have ones that are smoking. And boy, I'll tell you though, the pungent-ass weed that's floating around out here now, It's just like so strong. It's insane. Now, let's see. And we're coming up on a break, but cops and the smartphone data, you know, this has been floating around the last couple of weeks. Basically, devices now where cop pulls you over, he could just plug into your phone, man, and everything on your phone, it's at his disposal, all right? And so now, I guess your little lock doesn't matter. None of it's going to matter to where basically you get pulled over, your entire phone history, what you're digging into. It's, you know, and that's the thing about Republicans. They've never been friends of civil liberties when it comes to crime and so forth. All right, when it comes to free speech and that, yeah, they're the biggest rah-rahs out here. But when it comes to getting pulled over by a cop, Republicans haven't been on your side. See you guys on the other side. In my life, I must confess,
when it comes down to living. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Misery and hell lay
is fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. Those three shades of black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you.
All right, we're back. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip four ready, and I'll give you a second to get there. I overloaded the producer tonight. Now, this is Maria Bartiromo, and this one was floating around. She's confronting John Podesta, and this is pretty damn good. So let's hit clip four.
There's an old saying that asks, can a man scoop fire into his lap without being burned? John Podesta, John Pizzagate Pedo Podesta, must have done something big to piss off his handlers, because they used Maria Bartiromo to throw that guy under the bus on live TV. Check this out.
Do you find it odd that there's been so much attention on the Trump campaign and the Trump associates and potential collusion with Russians, when in fact it's really the Democrats who have deeper and stronger ties to Russia? I mean, John, I've got to ask you about your own situation, your ties to Russian entities. You joined the board of a small energy company in 2011. 2 months later, a Russian entity directly funded by the Kremlin invested $35 million in the company. You were given 75,000 shares in a Russian company, which you failed to disclose when you became an Obama associate.
Maria, that's not true. I fully disclosed and was completely compliant with, and by the way, I divested before I went into the White House.
But where did you divest that company, John? A lot of people feel like you divested it to your adult children.
I divested it consistent with the advice that I was given by the White House Counsel's Office, and I was fully compliant and fully transparent about what I had done. And so the fact that you're picking through my emails that were stolen by the Russians and released by WikiLeaks, creating a story which is not true, is, you know, something that we had to deal with.
So you weren't given 75,000 shares of stock in a Russian company? You were not given 75,000 shares?
I didn't have any stock in any Russian company. So go back and get your facts straight, Maria. But
that's
if
not
you
true,
wanna,
John. We know that you own 75,000 shares. You're on the board of Joe.
It's not a Russian company. They
it's
own less than 5%.
It's backed by the Kremlin.
I didn't own any shares in that company, Maria.
When you stepped off the board, you were given 75,000 shares from Jolie.
No, that is not true.
How many shares were you given, John?
Maria, I didn't have any shares in any Russian company. I was on the board of an American company that did business here and only here. The Russian company had a small investment in that company. And I, you know,
well,
we could go around and around the tree.
Well, it's widely reported that it's backed by the Kremlin. It's been widely reported that that company has been backed by the Kremlin, and they gave you 75,000 shares that you had to disclose.
They didn't give
when
me
you
anything.
Went into the Obama administration.
Maria, you can keep leveling this charge.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. We might resume that on the other side after the song.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim.
That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.